once a month, I send a newsletter out to Your Daily Lex players, and it's not Your Daily Lex. That's this podcast. I send it to Lex Games players. I guess when you name everything after yourself, it gets confusing. But when I send out that monthly newsletter, it's very stressful because if something goes wrong, it's email, and you don't want to like accidentally email the same message 15 times to the same person or accidentally send out an email with a typo or a mistake or an error. It's just stressful. And today I sent it. I sent it first to the paying subscribers, and it kept saying it was sending, but it really didn't look like it was sending. So I asked a buddy of mine, a shout out to Billo, and I'm like, hey, did you get it? And he's like, no, and I'm testing. And eventually I was just testing with him instead of testing with, you know, hundreds of subscribers. And eventually it went through, and I'm like, okay, now you got it. And he's like, yes, I did. And then I thought I was going to just spam him because I thought I would send the whole email again and not take him out. But then I felt bad, so I took Billo off when I sent it officially so he wouldn't get the email twice. Anyway, I sent all my newsletters out, and it is stressful. While I was doing it, two different people texted me with screenshots of email that had nothing to do with my email. But each time I was like, oh God, something went wrong. And then neither time had anything gone wrong.
Your Daily Lex.
Anyway, it's the time of the year when I hate owning a pool because the ramp up to getting the pool usable is always a pain. It's especially a pain because I traveled out of state for a couple of days and nobody else took care of the pool in my absence. So it got worse. So like it went back probably more than 2 days. So it was a whole thing. It's almost under control. It's clear now, but cloudy. Like it's the right color, but it's a little cloudy. So I got to clear that up. Anyway, that's all you get today because my son just came home and apparently got a dramatic haircut. And I want to say, so happy Friday and happy long weekend if you're in a place where you get one. Goodbye.
Lex.